Hey CDA Miami, welcome to our 21 days of prayer and fasting. Our goal for 2020 is to become extraordinary, and the way we'll get there is through humility, which for us is living for something greater than ourselves. My name is Mauricio, and I'll be narrating today's post written by our pastor, Bobby Cruz Jr. Day 8. You are unequivocally special. There is no one else like you. God Himself created you in His image and likeness. Your value is immeasurable, overwhelmingly demonstrated on the cross. Your purpose is eternal. You're not just occupying space and time. God created you on purpose and for a purpose. But all of this is meaningless until you fully discover and embrace your uniqueness, immeasurable value, and eternal purpose. Let's read Proverbs 11, verse 2. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. It's the thing that has the greatest potential to ruin everything in your life, the potential to ruin your health, your finances, and your relationships. It's in you and it's in me. You've been victimized by it, but you've also victimized with it. The problem is that it's easily detected in others, but so difficult to see in the mirror. But its biggest impact is that it limits your uniqueness and immeasurable value and causes you to not live out the purpose for which God created you. This thing we're talking about is pride. Pride causes you to deprioritize everyone else, even the people you love the most, because pride prioritizes you above everyone else. Pride causes you to see God as your servant rather than your creator. Pride inverts your purpose from others to self, and suddenly your uniqueness and immeasurable value fall into a state of disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom, the wisdom that leads us to the living out of our God-ordained purpose to help, love, and serve others. Pride separates and imprisons us, whereas humility unites us and sets us free. Think about it. With pride, your uniqueness, value, and purpose are canceled out. But with humility comes the wisdom to live your life out to its fullest potential. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for making me unique, for valuing me, and for calling me to serve you. I don't want to have my purpose canceled out because of pride. Instead, I want to fulfill the purpose for which you called me. Please give me the wisdom needed to live a godly life that values others as much as you value me. And more importantly, remove any pride in my heart and replace it with the same humility Jesus exhibited and demonstrated in His love for others. In His name I pray. Amen.